Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. When you're looking at ways to save money on a big project, at the time, it can seem like, hey, let's do everything ourselves. It won't be that hard, right? Well, from a couple that does a lot of DIY, take it from us, there are some jobs that are just better to hire out. Today, John and I are teaming up and sharing five projects that we wish we had never taken on, and also some tips for not getting in over your head. The Heart of the Home continues in just a moment. Hi everyone, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about our newest Stagg Design launch, the Aspen Collection. This collection is elevated and grounded in earth tones and hand-painted patterns. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at staggdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. So the number one project we probably wish we never would have taken on has to do mainly with John. And when we bought the Stagg Reno, we noticed that there were a lot of holes in the roof attic area. Is that how you describe it?
Yep.
They were basically access points for squirrels. We had thousands and thousands of pine cones in our attic area. When did you know it was that bad?
Toward the end, when I was really regretting taking on that project.
We knew it was bad, right? Because the house had been vacant for 8 years. We knew it was a bad situation up there. We knew it needed to be cleaned out, get fresh insulation, just a fresh start in the attic. But, you know, it's one of those projects that you think, this isn't going to be that bad. I can totally do this.
Right. Yeah, and it was blow-in fiberglass insulation, so... You probably know what that is. It's basically fine shards of glass. So you have to have gloves on when you're touching it, and especially fiberglass insulation that's been sitting there for 40 years. And squirrels have been in there probably doing what squirrels do when they live there for many
years. What do squirrels do?
You know, they die in it and they poop and pee. And
yep. There were dead squirrels up there.
Yeah.
So basically, we got a big dumpster. John dressed himself up in like a spaceman suit, covered your mouth, you did your best, right? Covered your mouth, covered your hair, tried to cover all the things. And then you got up there with a big insulation vacuum, which we had to rent. And describe it for us, John.
Well, luckily it was in November, so it wasn't super hot up there. In the summertime, it would have been like 120 degrees, so that wouldn't have worked. Still didn't work great, but it was at least cold up there. I started in the easy part on the side of the roof or the ceiling away from where the squirrels were getting in. So I didn't see many pine cones or too much trouble, but it was still not fun because you're in this really tight area with this big vacuum hose trying to suck out insulation. And so the first part of it went fairly well. You imagine this gigantic, it's probably like an 8-inch or 10-inch round hose that you take up to the attic with you and you try to lug around and suck up insulation.
While you're crawling.
Crawling through this really tight space. And yeah, and when you install a roof, you nail through the shingle and through the roof deck into the attic space. So if you're crawling inside the attic into this little tight space, you're actually having nails hit like your scalp. I actually had cuts in my scalp from the nails from the roof. And it was about that time I thought, maybe this isn't the best idea for me to do this.
But you persevered. You kept going.
Yeah.
And as you're crawling along, it just gets worse and worse. He kept sending me these pictures from his cell phone where it was like a flash because it was so dark up there. And all I saw was like squirrel carnage, like like pine cones and gross insulation. And he would come down every once in a while. And it was he was so mad. He was like, this is the worst project ever. I am never doing this again.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And that insulation vacuum, you know, it sucks it through the hose and then through some kind of a chopping system to to get it out of the vacuum into a dumpster. And that chopping system isn't meant for pine cones. So after a while of sucking pine cones and hearing it just like churn through this vacuum, I thought I probably shouldn't be doing this, especially with something I'm renting. So I ended up having to turn it off and literally just tear the ceiling out and let it all fall down into the house.
Yeah.
And that was a massive mess to clean up, but at least I wasn't up in the attic anymore.
Yeah, so that was one of those projects that we thought, this isn't worth a DIY.
Right.
No, this is just a project better to hire out. But I love the story about the squirrel on the roof when you were repairing the roof. After he had cleaned all the insulation out, he was up on the roof repairing the roof.
Yeah, I didn't realize this, but squirrels get pissed off and they will tell you that they're not happy. That thing was in a tree, like right close to me, but in a tree, and just like letting me have it.
And he stole your bagel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that goes down as the worst project in John's history of DIYing. Okay, moving on to one of my projects that I've done that probably wasn't the smartest. I was trying to put together a blog post and I wanted to paint a console table. And I was kind of under a time crunch and I didn't have time to test out the paint color ahead of time. I just saw it on the little swatch, which was a bad idea. And also, it was cold. It was like October, November, different year from the squirrel project. But I had to go outside to spray it. And I had a baby who was, I was trying to juggle all these things. So I was trying to move really fast. So I don't know if you know this. I didn't know this. But spray paint freezes in cold temperatures. It wasn't that cold. I mean, I was wearing like a jacket. But as I was spraying it on the console table, I had done all the work and sanded it down and cleaned it all off and everything. And I'm spraying the spray paint and the paint was crystallizing on the console table. So it literally looked like little snowflakes were stuck to my console table. And then it started to drip and freeze. So I ended up, I actually wasn't giving up still though. I let it dry and then I ended up resanding the whole thing and painting it another day when it was warmer. But that was one of those projects I was like, this wasn't a great idea. Not a good move on my part. Nope. Okay. So don't paint in the cold. That's the lesson from that one. The next one is, if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen all the fiascos that have gone on during the Stag Reno backyard project. I don't know why, but I feel like the backyard has been so many more hurdles than the house. Would you feel that way?
It was just unexpected hurdles. Yeah.
Like annoying. Difficult. A really, really annoying problem after annoying problem after annoying, costly.
Right.
So we're pretty sure we like unearthed an Indian burial ground in the backyard.
Yeah, maybe.
During the renovation. Like if you dig down far enough, I'm pretty sure you'll find Indian artifacts. Don't you think?
Probably. Yeah. Something like that. There's a curse.
It's cursed. We talk often about how it's cursed. So a project that you really hated doing back there was?
Well, we're on a mountainside and, you know, the backyard of our house, the slope of the mountain goes up from the back of our house. So there's a danger of water building up around the back of the house. So we needed a drainage system, a French drain that would take any water that builds up on the lawn or any water coming out of the downspouts around and down the sides of the house to get away from the foundation. Because we've actually had some foundation leakage problems when there's too much water buildup. So I knew that would be difficult because you have to slope that down and, you know, it was just a really challenging engineering problem. And then I had to dig the trenches for the sprinkler system too. So it was just a lot of digging and trenching and because our yard, because we're on a mountainside, there's a lot more rock than, there's more dirt than rock, but it feels like there's more rock than dirt.
It's there's not much more rocks. Dirt than rock. I feel like every time you hit, like dig your shovel down, you're hitting a rock.
Yeah. And oftentimes a really big rock and you don't know where you are. Have you just hit the tip of the iceberg or is this a small rock?
Is it the size of a car? It could be. We don't know.
I literally spent all of my free time and a couple of days I took off of work for months just trenching,
it
digging
was the worst.
Trenches.
It was the worst.
And I rented a trencher to start with because I figured, okay, I'm going to do this the smart way. I'm not going to try and do this all by hand. And I brought in this big trencher like on tank wheels and it was really cool. It's like envision a a chainsaw, but a lot bigger and on tank wheels. It was really cool. But the challenge with those is you make a huge mess as you're moving it around and you're driving the tank wheels over the trenches you just dug. And so it's not perfect, but at least it helped to speed it along. But even after that, I spent literally weeks digging trenches and getting it all right. And especially the drainage system that had to be sloped in a certain way. So I had to really check the levels and ugh.
Yeah, the drainage system was a real nightmare because, there have been a couple times where we've found water in the basement in a couple spots, and it's so infuriating because you spent so long on this drainage system, and it's like, okay, fine, we have to go back and adjust a few things or whatever. So yeah.
Well, now it's working perfectly. We've had a ton of rain in the last few weeks and no problems, so the work paid off, but it was a lot of work.
Not fun. So
heavy manual labor.
Yes. Okay, this next one, you said tile work is worth hiring it out. And let me just say, there aren't very many projects that John, A, doesn't know how to do, or B, can't figure out. He knows how to do tile work. And actually, our tile guy has said before that John's work is just as good as his is. But it kind of comes to a point where you have to weigh how valuable your time is. Right. So if there's a way that you can hire it out just because it's very time consuming, or there's a professional that can do it faster, more efficiently, and save a lot of heartache and time, it's worth it to hire it out sometimes.
Yeah, that's been a hard lesson for us to learn because we're hardcore DIYers, and it's hard when you know how to do something and you feel like you have a certain standard that you want to hit. It's hard to hire other people to do that work because you don't want to spend the money because you know you could save the money doing it yourself. And for us, it's been a challenge to find subcontractors that we know will do as good a job as we would do. And luckily now we have some awesome subcontractors that we know we can trust. Through trial and error, we've kind of curated this list of subcontractors. And our tile guy in particular is just as detail-oriented as I am. And I'm more than happy to have him come and do work because it's so labor-intensive and difficult to do tile work. And I really care about how it turns out because it's something you see a lot. But our tile guy, Jim, is amazing.
Yes, and when John says that somebody meets his standards, John's standards are the highest standards, right? Like it has to be perfect. So.
Sometimes too high, unrealistically high, but.
Okay. So the next one is HVAC, electrical, and drywall. We kind of lumped all those together. I think you have a general understanding and knowledge of HVAC and electrical, and you can probably do basics, and you certainly know how to drywall. You've done a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But with things like electrical and HVAC, why do you think it's worth hiring it out?
Well, I'm definitely not skilled in those things, and anything involving natural gas or even water inside the house, or certainly electrical, you could hurt yourself or burn your house down. Those are the kinds of things that I'm happy to hire a professional who knows what they're doing. I can do little things. I can help move a project along. And if I really apply myself, I think I could learn those trades. But I have a lot of respect for people who have gotten the education and the experience, and I'm more than happy to have them come and do their work. Because I probably could screw that up and it could be a bad thing.
You could hurt yourself or the
other people or the house. Yeah, absolutely. So know your limits, I guess.
Yes, know your limits. And also drywall is just messy and yucky and kind of a nightmare job. Mm-hmm. So it's worth hiring it out.
Especially the sanding. Sanding drywall is the worst.
Is the worst. It gets everywhere. It gets all over your clothes and your stuff. Just hire that one out. Trust us. One more that I thought of really quickly before we wrap up the episode. I remembered when we installed the microwave downstairs and the type of microwave that it is. It was such a pain to install, and we finally got it installed, and then we went to open up the microwave door, and the cabinet was too close to where the door allowance was, and it wouldn't open, and we were like, this is a DIY fail. So we had to take the whole thing down, reconfigure the cabinets, then put it back together. So
yeah, we could have a whole episode on DIY fails.
DIY projects gone wrong. Okay, so there you have it. 5 projects, maybe 6, that we think that it's just worth it to hire it out, never take it on. Don't go down the road that we went down. Just learn from our mistakes.
Totally.
I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.